Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Boeing says it will cut 4,000 jobs by June, and now the Seattle Times has obtained an internal document that indicates the job cuts may go much further, up to twice that amount. The massive job cuts come as Boeing's intense rivalry with competitor Airbus heats up, with both competing to sell new jets to a growing global airline industry. Joining us now is Rana Faruhar, Assistant Managing Editor for Business and Economics at Time Magazine. Rana, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And first of all, what more do we know about the job cuts at Boeing?
Well, we're talking about 4,000 job cuts by June, and there's some reports that it may even be more than that, up to 10% of the workforce coming down the pike. So this is a big deal, and it's coming at a time where, of course, there's a huge national debate about manufacturing. Is it coming back? Is it not here in the U.S.? Trade, outsourcing. So the Boeing story is very timely, and it's a real hot-button story.
But we're also hearing about how well the airlines are doing. I don't think I've been on a flight recently that's not completely oversold at this point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the problem with Boeing, though, is it's competing against a large European manufacturer, Airbus, and it has had a lot of problems over the last few years. The big new plane, the Dreamliner, a very high-tech, fuel-efficient jet, has been plagued for several years by cost overruns and delays and problems, in part because of decisions that Boeing took around outsourcing jobs to far-flung places overseas. That became a trade issue here at home. It also caused some delays and some of those cost overruns. So I think that that's going to become a part of the story as well.
How much of this has to do with unions and right to work? Because this is something that Boeing has used kind of as a bargaining chip as it's tried to talk about where it wants to put its plants.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you're already hearing labor representatives in Washington state saying, hey, if this company is going to get tax cuts here in the state, we want those tied to job security. And I think that's going to be an issue increasingly no matter what state you're talking about jobs being in. You know, Boeing is also struggling with another issue, which is an SEC probe into its accounting methods. There are certain accounting methods which are legal, although not generally practiced, that allow the company to defer costs into the future. The SEC is concerned that those just may be too uncertain and leave investors with a blurry picture of what's happening to this company. So it's kind of a perfect storm of problems here, and the stock price is falling.
How much does the health of Boeing matter to the economy in this country at this point?
Well, Boeing is one of those bellwether companies here in the U.S. that really say something about, is U.S. manufacturing competitive? Is it coming back? You know, after the 2008 financial crisis, America lost about a third of its manufacturing base. A lot of jobs have come back recently. The dollar's been, you know, relatively competitive. We have a lot of great high-tech manufacturing skills here in the U.S., but there is still this global trade pressure. A lot of countries have dropped the value of their currency, Europe, Asia. There's a lot of competition out there. So I think what happens with Boeing is going to say a lot about whether U.S. manufacturing is back and how robust the U.S. recovery really is.
That's Rana Faruhar, Assistant Managing Editor for Business and Economics at Time Magazine, talking with us about Boeing, which says it's going to cut 4,000 jobs by June. And as we've said, the number actually may be much higher than that. Rana, thanks as always.
Thank you.